Next came Yuri Andropov, who ruled from 1982 to 1984, who attempted to revitalize the most important thing, a stagnating economy. This was, of course, a vital economy essential to satisfying people's basic material desires, which increasingly the Soviet state and party recognized was essential to the success of the system. And yet, every year, growth rates continued to slow. Despite Andropov's efforts, he was an old man, an ailing man. He died within a couple of years. He was replaced in 1984 by even an older and sicker man named Konstantin Chernenko, who was determined to prevent any experiments at reform, such as Andropov began to think about during his brief reign. In fact, Chernenko really focused mostly on remaining functional himself. He was ailing, he could barely stand up when he was giving speeches, and in fact he died within only a few months after coming to power. Finally, as the sense of crisis in the country grew, especially around economics, a young man, the youngest man to be chosen as Soviet leader since Stalin, when Stalin was chosen in his relative youth, Mikhail Gorbachev was chosen to be party leader. He stayed in power from 1985 to 1991. He was only 54, seen as young by Soviet standards, Soviet leadership standards, when he came to power. He also became head of state in addition to being head of party in 1988. Now, rather than detail in greater specificity all the various policies of all these various rulers, though they will emerge as I tell the story of these years, I want to step back and take a somewhat larger view of post-Stalinist Soviet life. In particular, my focus is going to be on the long Brezhnev years. These were particularly important and revealing, partly for understanding post-Stalinist ideas about power and order, but also for understanding how and why the system was heading toward radical reform or at least collapse, and indeed ultimately both reform and collapse. I'm going to begin with the nature of rule, of politics during these years, the exercise and maintenance of power after Stalin. And the key starting point for understanding power in the wake of Stalin was the relationship of the state to its own ruling elites, to what some have called the Soviet ruling class. It's rather significant that the Brezhnev regime took as its motto for politics in 1965 the phrase, trust in cadres. In other words, trust, had respect for personnel, for party and government officials, for the bureaucracy. In practice, this meant, first and foremost, that officials were assured of much greater job security than ever before. There was not to be any more of Stalin's purges, which so decimated the leadership, nor would there be, as happened under Khrushchev, talks about the problems of bureaucracy, attacks on bureaucracy, reorganizations to make people less bureaucratic, limiting the amount of tenure one can hold in office, something else Khrushchev tried, or even encouraging public criticism of bureaucrats, something also under Khrushchev. Instead, people were assured of peace and longevity in their positions of power. And the most clear evidence of this new security was the dramatic aging of the leadership in the Soviet Union. By the late 1970s, most of the Soviet Union's senior leaders were indeed really senior in almost every institution. They were mainly men, not very many women, in their 60s and 70s. Secondly, this phrase, trust in cadres, meant catering to their interests. This meant institutional interests, that whatever their department was should be assured of a good budget so one could function effectively. But it also meant, indeed above all, meant personal benefits, personal interests, personal privileges. In fact, the Brezhnev era has often been called the golden age of the Soviet elite. Especially this is true for a group of people known in Russian as the nomenklatura. This meant appointed government and party elites, appointed managerial elites. In other words, the appointed bureaucracy. But it also applied to people in the various professions, as well as, of course, at the top ranks of the party who made decisions. The extent of privileges for these people, for the bureaucracy, for the party elite, and for people high in the various professions was striking. Though, of course, it depended on how high you went as to how many privileges you have. For example,